He's back. Welcome to the first of another edition of Freedom Friday. Brought to you by Success Teachers. I'm Ronald Barthelis, new to the Anchor community. Just wanted to introduce myself. For those of you that do know me, I had a Freedom Friday program each and every Friday running live on Facebook and Instagram. And this is a new platform. I wanted to shift things over. But I decided that Freedom Friday was going to be every day, possibly, because every day is like Friday. You don't have to wait until the end of the week to get excited. Don't wait till the end of the week to get excited. Most people look forward to the end of the week to get excited from a long week. But why wait until Friday? Every day is an opportunity to get excited about the opportunity ahead of you. So Freedom Friday potentially is going to be every day. All right. Once again, I'm Ronald Barthelis, father, husband, entrepreneur. I would say motivated speaker, but that's more of a motivated teacher. All right. And I don't want to just motivate you, inspire you, but I really hope that you would use the information that you gather from us and me and my staff, that you can utilize this for real and actual change to actually make a difference in your life. All right. I may not know you all personally, but I would love to get the opportunity to get to know you, my audience, my people. I've already started growing a success family, is what I would call it. And I want to help people create their own economy. Gain freedom and control your future. You know, I had a 90-day challenge going in which I asked people, what would they do in 90 days if you lost your income, you didn't have unemployment to cover you, and you didn't have a savings? What would you do? How far would you make it in 90 days? And that was my 90-day challenge. And it led me to start talking about creating your own economy, right? To gain freedom and have control over your life. Because when you create your own economy, the money essentially never stops. The choices are essentially endless. And you gain the freedom that you're really after, and that's your time back. You have the opportunity to control your future, making decisions on things that you can control. Listen, there are a lot of outside factors that you can't control, but the things that you can control is how you create your own economy. So let's put the power of leverage back in your hands, and we're going to turn the light on for you to see some of those areas or those dark areas that you've been avoiding, that you've been abandoning, or you're just afraid to deal with. So let's talk about these dark areas, right? The areas that we're avoiding, the areas that we've abandoned, areas that you're just afraid to deal with. Let's be honest, right? Everybody wants more achievement. But truth be told, we don't want to do the work. See, no one cares about your potential to do things. They only care about what you've done, right? What have you done for lately? People will forget about your failures when you're winning. But in order for you to win, you have to do the work. You're going to have to do some work. We just got to stop avoiding the simple fact that we have to do. Just think about it, man. A lot of people don't like, you love the results of going to the gym. You just don't like the actual work it takes in the gym. I mean, just getting to the gym is a challenge, but and actually doing the work is where the challenge really lies, right? We want to have the applause for all the successes, the recognition, the rewards, but we don't want to put in the work, all right? So how in the world do you expect to become successful? Sometimes you think you're actually putting in the work. I mean, let's be honest. There are plenty of times where you think you're actually putting in an honest effort or you're putting in work, but you really haven't. You just stepped outside the city limits of your comfort zone, like just the tip. But you haven't gone deep into the wilderness where the messengers of misery are just waiting for you, who will try to convince you that it's safer just to stay where you are or just to head back, stay home. You're going to have to attempt to do something beyond what you've already accomplished, or you'll never grow. It's just not happening. At some point in your life, you looked at something that you haven't done and decided that you couldn't do it. You've talked yourself out of it because it takes work. That's the simple truth, because it takes work. So in the spirit of talking about that work, what I want to talk to you about is the preparation, the process. We talking about practice. Practice, man. We talking about practice. Now, some of you may have remembered Allen Iverson, a 6-foot explosive point guard for the 76ers back in like 96 to 2011. And he coined this in a press conference back in like 2002. I mean, there was a great disdain for the conversation of practice. And practice is really important. The preparation part is truly important. And I want to dive into that. So here's the thing about practice. Practice is basically an environment for control failure. Right? You get to fail over and over and over until you make the adjustment so that you can do it right the next time. And the average person, or most people who are working towards something, even if you're in athletics, or basically if you're in athletics, or if you're rehearsing your lines, you're going to have to practice. You're going to have to practice until it hurts. You're going to have to practice till you're sick of it. You're going to have to practice till you hate it. But you're going to go into there, into the practice environment, and you just get to fail over and over until you get it right, or until you make the adjustment so that you can do it right the next time, right? So don't be afraid to fail. Don't be afraid to fail. It requires practice in order for you to get to that level of success that you are trying to achieve. Don't be afraid to fail. Failure essentially will show you where it is you need to evolve. Successful people fail a whole lot more than they succeed. But you never see the failures. You only witness the success. And that's why most people, or many people, will avoid practicing or putting in the effort or putting in the work. Because most of the time, all they get to see is the end result. They get to see the success. But they don't actually get to see all the hours of practice and effort that's put in to getting to that point. So don't be afraid to fail. You're going to have to take the shot. In that process of practicing, you're going to have to take some shots. You're going to have to live at the edge of your capabilities. And here's the thing. If you're not where you should be, where you want to be, where you could be, you probably lack preparation. Because every time you go to execute or go at it, you don't get the success or the results that you're looking for. So you got to get back to practice. You got to take more shots. You got to take more chances. Those are those calculated risks. You got to live at the edge of your capability. You got to be able to, you got to be willing to go out even further than you normally would go. You got to take the shots. If you're not where you want to be, where you should be, where you could be, you lack preparation. The reason you are where you are in life right now is due to your preparation. Because it'll all show itself in the execution. It'll show itself in the results. So then you got to ask yourself, what have you been preparing for? Have you been preparing for greatness? Have you been preparing for success or a false sense of reality? What are you preparing for? So what exactly have you been preparing for? All these years, all this time, 10, 15, 20, 30 years, what exactly have you been preparing for? How have you been preparing? Just think about it. When you were in first grade, you were preparing for the second grade. When you were in middle school, you were preparing for high school. When you're in college, you're preparing for a career or the real world. What are you really preparing for? How have you been preparing? Your results are exactly what you deserve. So if you don't want to read the books, you'll pay the price.
If you don't want to learn from a coach or a mentor, pay the price. You don't want to learn from your mistakes, pay the price. If you don't want to take the risks, pay the price. Just know right now, at this very moment, this very second, someone is out there doing twice as much, even 10 times as much, fighting for your spot, that imaginary spot, that ideal spot, the spot you claim you want, the opportunity you say you want, the opportunity you dream you want. That's the competition. And it's with you and how much preparation you're doing each and every day, every moment, every second, every minute, every hour. Stop wasting time and get to practice. You're late. If you haven't achieved these goals, these successes, the things that you've been wanting to achieve, some of you don't even have goals. You're late. And it's time you get on the ball. You're late. It's all about the preparation, putting in the work, putting in the time, the effort. Otherwise, what are you preparing for? Failure. You're preparing for failure. If you're not putting in the work, the time, the effort, you're preparing for failure. If you're delusional in thinking that you're preparing the work, preparing for success by not putting in the work, the time, and the effort, you're just preparing yourself for failure. If you're ready to get to your goals, to the successes, to accomplish these major things in your life, it's time to get the practice and do the work. So consider this a new season, right? You're in the off season. So now it's time to prepare, right? Maybe last season didn't work as great or didn't turn out as great as you thought it would. But here's your opportunity, because you're still breathing. You're still alive. You still got another opportunity. You still have a chance. So here's your chance. You improve in the off season. So what do? You have little micro agreements with yourself. Take baby steps. You're not going to be in total shape day one. So you take little baby steps. You start identifying the areas of weakness, things that you're challenged with. And don't focus on that as much. Focus on the areas that you have strengths. Focus in the areas that you know you can dominate. Focus on the areas that you know you do very well. The micro agreement I'm talking about is to remain positive and to be encouraged on the things that you do well and not the things that you don't do so well. Because once you start focusing on that, you'll easily quit once it stops working out for you. So focus on areas that you do or on the things that you do very well. But you need some micro agreements. And the other thing that you definitely want to have is someone that's going to keep you accountable. Someone that you'll honor and respect. Someone that you know that'll call you out and you're not going to get offended because you know they're trying to get you to a point of being great. Then the next thing is not accepting being average. Listen, whether you believe in God or not, I do. And God gave us all gifts and talents, and He expects us to use it to the ultimate ability. The best way that you can honor God is by using your gift and talent to the highest level possible. Don't be limited and don't be average in your approach of how you use your gift and talent. And don't be embarrassed to use it. God gave it to us for us to use, and the best way you can give glory with it is by using it to its fullest potential. If you're going to go to the hole in basketball, go strong. In football, you're going to hit the hole, you got to hit it hard. You can tell I'm a sports enthusiast. But that's what I could recommend to you. Use your talents and use them wisely. Be willing to focus on your strengths. Stop worrying so much about your weakness and have micro agreements with yourself. That you're going to make subtle changes, you're going to make subtle shifts, that you're going to exchange one thing for another. Not necessarily give up, but exchange one thing for another. You're going to give up some TV time, some Netflix time, some binge time. some internet social media time for you to improve on the thing that you want to be great at, or the goals that you want to achieve, or the success that you're trying to get to. Well, that's my time for today. Guys, I want to thank you so much for just spending some time with me. Listen, I hope this is going to be a long-lasting relationship. I really want to get to know everybody. I really wanted to get to know everyone out there. Please feel free. Make sure you comment. Leave a comment. Call into the show. Please call into the show. So we can get some dialogue going. I want to hear from you all. I want to hear from the people. This is all for you. You know, I want to be able to feature some of your feedback on my show. I want to be able to feature some of y'all on my show. You know, for those of you that want to achieve something great, whether it be an entrepreneurship or personal development, we all have things that we want to accomplish or achieve in our lives, whether it be in our relationships, whether it be in our businesses, at work. You know, it starts with personal development. It starts with your mindset, those 6 inches between your ears. So, I mean, I want to hear from you all in terms of some of the challenges that you face, some of the roadblocks or the walls that are in front of you that you're trying to either go through, get around, or conquer. All right. So I definitely appreciate it. Please go do something to change your world and someone else's today. All right. Be the most productive and not just active. Please don't just be busy. Be productive. All right. Be sure to turn on your notifications. Check in during the week for your next dose of Freedom Friday. And like I said, be sure to leave a comment, call into the show. Also, if you like the show, show me some love and get some applause going. All right. And if you care, share. Please don't be selfish. It might be the message someone else is looking for. You know, I'm here to motivate. I'm here to motivate, inspire, and change. Please show up for yourselves each and every day and be prepared to take action. I want to inspire you all to leave a legacy of impact and influence, because we only have one life to live, and please make it count. I hope you have a wonderfully blessed day. Thank you for checking in. This is Ronald Barthless on another Freedom Friday, brought to you by Success Teaches, and I'll speak to you soon.